Dictation for Randy, R-A-N-D-Y, Steiner, S-T-E-I-N-E-R, August 2nd, 58. Address as a letter to Kaitlyn, K-A-T-E-L-Y-N, Gaitman, G-E-I-T-M-A-N, 775-1640. Dear Mrs. Gaitman, consultation Mr. Steiner with episode of acute renal failure on admission to the hospital back in August when he presented with syncope, probably effect of blood pressure medications, which were adjusted, did not require dialysis. Creatinine baseline is around 1, peaked to around 2 at the time of discharge, stabilizing around 1.1. Testing was done for renal artery stenosis, which is negative. There was no obstruction or urinary retention. Minor difference on the right kidney, smaller than on the left. He was also evaluated for potential stroke, found it to have occlusion of the left vertebral artery. There was a T12 compression fracture from the fall. Did not require any surgical procedure. He still has discomfort. Not wearing the brace anymore. Takes only Tylenol, no anti-inflammatory agents. Does have enlargement of the prostate, taking Flomax. Presently, good appetite, no vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, urine without infection, cloudiness, or blood. He denies blood protein in the urine or kidney stones. Blood pressure at home is running in the upper side in the 150s, over 90s. He says that he has gained 30 pounds, supposed to be doing salt fluid restriction. He stopped drinking alcohol back in August, was drinking wine on a regular basis, at least 5 times a day. No present chest pain palpitation or increase of dyspnea, no purulent material hemoptysis, no upper respiratory symptom, no orthopnea, PND. Has a chronic cough. No purulent material hemoptysis. He's been a smoker. Discontinued also August 2013. Next paragraph. Past medical history. For hypertension, alcohol abuse, anxiety, depression, hyperlipidemia, the recent syncope episode with acute kidney injury, the T12 compression fracture. He denies coronary artery disease, heart attack. He denies TAS stroke seizures. He denies the event thrombosis pulmonary embolism. He's not aware of active gastrointestinal bleeding or liver disease. No kidney stones, has enlargement of the prostate. No infection in the urine, cloudiness, or blood. He's been told many years back fatty liver. He's also been treated after August emergency room for bronchitis. He does have chronic neuropathy on the feet, likely related to alcohol abuse. He has also extensive foraminal stenosis, incidental right renal lesion or cyst. Next paragraph, procedures include left parotid gland for a benign condition, gallbladder, tonsils, adenoids, hemorrhoid surgery, and colonoscopy for benign lesion. No malignancy. Next paragraph, no allergies reported to erythromycin, Cipro, and Cefaclor. Next paragraph, present medications, metoprolol, thyroid replacement, Lipitor, Flomax, and duloxetine. Next paragraph, he started smoking age 14, one pack per day, close to 50 years, discontinue early 2023. Alcohol abuse, daily wine, discontinue August. Next paragraph, no family history of kidney disease. Next paragraph, on physical exam, weight 168, blood pressure 146, 80 on the right, 150, 82 on the left. Mild decrease here in normal speech, no respiratory distress, normal eye movements, no mucosal abnormalities, no palpable thyroid lymph nodes, carotid bruise, or JBD. Distant breath sounds, question COPD, no localized consolidation, pleural effusion, oral wheezes. Distant heart tones, probably from COPD emphysema, no pericardial rap gallops. There are good brachial pulses, but decreased radial pulses. Some cold hands, acrocyanosis, no clubbing ulcers. Abdomen without palpable liver spleen, no situs masses, has an umbilical hernia around 2 centimeters. There is bilateral femoral bruits. Pulses are palpable but decreased. No gangrene, no ulcerations, no focal deficits. Next paragraph. The most recent chemistries available are from emergency room visit for COPD exacerbation, November. At that time, sodium potassium normal, bicarbonate elevated 31, creatinine 1.1, GFR better than 60. A normal albumin calcium, liver function test not elevated. Glucose in the 130s not fasting. Troponins were negative. No gross anemia, normal globular cell platelets. Influenza A, B, coronavirus were negative. No recent urine analysis. The prior one is 2 years back. At that time, no blood, no protein, no cells. I review records in the computer. The finding of left vertebral artery occlusion based on a CT scan angiogram. The X-rays, MRIs showing the T12 compression fracture. Incidental right-sided renal lesion, 1.2 centimeters. No obstruction stone masses. Renal Doppler, no arterial stenosis. Echocardiogram, minor pulmonary hypertension, normal ejection fraction, no major abnormalities. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Acute kidney injury resolved at the time of syncopal episode, low blood pressure from effect of medications. I do not have a sample of urine to assess for activity for blood protein or cells. As indicated above, no obstruction or urinary retention. Relatively small kidney on the right, 9 comparing to the left 10. Monitor blood pressure at home. Next number, physical findings for COPD, prior smoker discontinued. Next number, heavy alcohol abuse, no evidence of chronic liver disease based on imaging. Or clinical symptoms. Next number, evidence of peripheral vascular disease by physical exam, bilateral radial, bilateral femoral, and lower extremities, prior imaging with atherosclerosis. With aortoiliac disease but no occlusion, above findings of vertebral artery, and circulation of the brain. Next number, T12 compression fracture, likely representing osteoporosis, as the kidney function has improved and there is no anemia, normal hemoglobin, normal albumin, unlikely plasma cell disorder or malignancy. All issues discussed with the patient. We'd like to follow in 6 months. He will monitor blood pressure. He will call me as needed. Our goal should be in the 130, 35 over 80, 85 or below. I did not change medications, advise abstaining from smoking alcohol, physical activity, eating low sodium, low cholesterol, end of dictation.